RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Ooka Pekka, Ooka, Ooka, Ooka Pekka, Ooka, Ooka, Ooka Pekka, Ooka, Ooka, Ooka Pekka.
Good things happen when you keep Paul Cotter off the score sheet, and the Sabres have extended their run to 6 straight wins and look for a 5th straight road win tonight, as they'll do the last game before the break in Ottawa.
That's where we are. We are.
That's
in Ottawa,
where we are, baby.
We are in the same location, but in different rooms as we are doing the show from the road. But yes, a bit of a streaky Sabres. Look, before, when we last talked on Friday, I was looking at this, and this is going to be 2 really big, important games, the Islanders and the Devils. You know, they're not in your division. They are in your conference. They're teams that have had some success. The Islanders now haven't lost a few in a row, but they had beaten Colorado, beaten Tampa. And you go in, and you get a couple of big wins. One was in a shootout, and then hanging on, right, with a 1-goal lead against the New Jersey Devils. So I thought this was the weekend you were hoping for to be able to set you up coming into Ottawa and on a 6-game win streak right now.
And the Senators, of course, on a 4-game streak, and they've been scoring more than most teams in that run. So tonight it'll be Alex Lyon. Last game it was Luukkonen. Prior to that, Lyon winning in the shootout. When you think back to the weekend and how it began, like, what's your focal point? What's your wow moment? You know, what do you think of most?
Well, I'm going to go with the boring stuff. How comfortable I think this team is now playing with a lead or not getting overwhelmed in the third period. Yes, there is going to be some score effect. And I feel like the Devils had a few more chances than the Sabres in the third period, but the shots were still 7-7. It wasn't like it was 15-2 and you got overwhelmed like you did in Vancouver and Edmonton at the start of the streak. So learning to play in those tight games and being able to manage that. So that was a big thing. Second, for me, it was Josh Norris. Like, his impact in the game has been so good. And even when you don't know that he has an impact, like Zach Benson scoring a goal, that was a Josh Norris special from the Philly goal. He did the same thing. And I was getting on the plane Sunday night, and I said to Zach, I said, taking a page out of Josh's goal. And he goes, well, yeah, I was right there. And I saw it perfectly against the Flyers. So, yeah, you know what? That to me, Josh Norris' impact has been big. But there's definitely a little bit more of a mature side to the way they've been playing, which is important when you win games.
Norris on a line with Tuck and Austin. I thought, talking with Norris on our post game show the other night.
Oh, so good.
I love it when, you know, things are very unprompted and it's just appreciation, which has happened quickly for Josh, of not only a veteran player in Tuck, but a young player in Austin. Like,
yeah,
his words about Noah, just to make it known what he feels and sees when playing with this kid, I thought really stood out. And then, of course, like, you gifted me a shootout on Saturday and best Christmas gift I could ever get. And then, you know, Norris doubled down on my excitement by saying,
yes,
who doesn't love a shootout? And so I was in my glory this weekend. It was quite something.
Well, yes. And you mentioned Noah Austin and the way that he's been playing. I think Austin's game is also helping, like, other players on the team realizing, like, look at how this guy is playing and look at the details in his game. And one of them, I feel, is Jack Quinn. And we talked about the Benson goal, right? The 2-on-1 goal in New Jersey, the play that Jack Quinn made at his own blue line, strong on the stick, take the puck away, give it up the wall and then attack. Like, that is something that Lindy Ruff has talked a lot about when it comes to Noah Austin, and saying that Austin always seems to make the strong 1-on-1 play, the puck battles and everything. And now you have Jack Quinn making that play. And I think if you're Jack Quinn, you're looking around and you're saying, okay, so Austin is getting more, you know, ice time and getting more of an opportunity. And you're getting, Roseanne was getting called up and playing. Well, he's on the fourth line, but, you know, and in and out of the lineup, but he's getting some good, like, press and some good results. And I better start doing these little things. And I felt like Jack Quinn has definitely shown in his game a little bit more of the details. And I think that that comes from Austin. That comes from Norris. That comes from others that are doing it right now.
Quinn's got 4 points in his last five and a shootout goal against the Islanders, which stabilized the shootout. And then it was won by Norris. I got to tell you, like, there was, and maybe this so is boring, minutia, whatever. but it's just stuff that I appreciate. And I think we, in general, just, you know, when you watch a lot of hockey, you want to see intelligent plays. There was a moment on Saturday against the Islanders where Austin was one of the defensemen, essentially, right? He was covering for the point in the offensive zone and then, you know, very quickly retreated. So it's a fast break, odd man rush for the Islanders. And I was really fixated on, okay, what's Austin going to do here? Because this is an odd man situation, and you always point out forwards know when it's a forward play, whatever. As the Islanders are getting close to the attacking blue line, Austin just instinctively made a beeline to pressure the puck carrier, and then it all got negated. And then he's along the wall. Like, this is like 5 seconds later. He's along the wall, under pressure in his own zone. Brief hesitation, middle of the ice outlet to Tuck. Up the ice they go. Scoring chance for Norris. And I'm like, did anybody see the defense that Austin just played? Like, it's remarkable, his attention to detail and instincts that are everywhere on the ice.
Yeah, and that comes from being given the opportunity to play on the line and getting the good that comes with the learning, right? So you know that when you're making a good play and it results in a scoring chance or in a rush attack, like, that's always great. And that sticks with you a little bit more. And that's why, like, it's hard for young players sometimes to be called up and play fourth line minutes on the fourth line, because you may make a really good defensive play, but it may not lead to anything. It may lead to a get the red line and dump it in and change. But with Austin, with Norris and Tuck right now, when he makes a good play away from the puck or getting to the puck, it often leads to, we're going on the attack. And I think that's the difference right here. And that's why he is standing out to me as one of those that's getting maybe a better opportunity, a better look with Norris and Tuck.
And if you remember, who was the most excited, seemingly, to have Austin and Roseanne up here? It was the captain, Rasmus Dahlin. What what can you say about what we saw from Dahlin this weekend, and, of course, you know, larger sample size, his season to date?
Well, obviously he's getting goals now, which is great because he was not getting the puck in the back of the net as often as he would like. He's almost a point a game, which is amazing. I mean, Dahlin could finish the season with 75, 80 points this year, the way that he's playing. But getting goals is important. And that goal against the Islanders going end to end, gifting Alex Lyon with his first assist in a Sabres uniform, like that was pretty good. Stop the puck behind the net, get out of the way, let Rasmus Dahlin pick it up and go end to end. But you're not only that, I feel like on the power play, especially Saturday. So he scores that power play goal.
Well, they didn't have any power plays on Sunday.
Yeah, they didn't. That was a very weird, like, kind of setup. But on Saturday, in the rest of the game, they had a couple of power plays where they were looking for that Josh Doan pass to Dahlin across the middle of the ice. And they could have scored two or three more power play goals. And Dahlin had some really good looks. And about him also from the middle of the ice. Now that Norris is on the right flank and Tage is on the left flank, teams don't really know. Who do we narrow on? Like, do we focus on Dahlin in the middle? Do we have to cheat off the flanks? Something's open. I think that he is going to score more and get even more opportunities to score, especially on the power play, because the dynamic has changed with Norris on the right flank there.
Well, I have a question that I could have never imagined asking.
Oh, boy.
Will Rasmus Dahlin finish the season with more points than Darren Radish?
I was watching the highlights from last night, and I'm like, wait a second. Like, I get it that Victor Hedman is not there and other guys are stepping up. But we're talking about Darren Radish now. What has he got, 8 goals?
He is 1 point behind Dahlin. He has 27 points in 30 games. And Marty, I saw a note last night on TSN that the last month,
yeah,
Darren Radish is 7th in NHL scoring.
I saw that too.
He is. And it's McDavid, Dreisaitl, McKinnon, etc., and Darren Radish. It's like
he does have a bomb, though. He has a bomb of a shot, and he's given the opportunity. His goal yesterday was right from the middle of the ice. Puck comes back to him, one timer. But he has been unbelievable. Now, Dahlin will finish with more points than Darren Radish. I will bet the house on that one. I bet the farm or whatever you want to say. But he has been really good, which is interesting, but he's getting an opportunity. We talk about opportunities, right? Alex Lyon is getting an opportunity. He's going to start tonight, most likely. He was in the starter's net, net today. So he's getting an opportunity. He hadn't played forever. And then he got into a period against the Calgary Flames, got into 2 periods against the Edmonton Oilers, and got this streak going. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at getting the opportunity in the NHL is very important. Radish is getting it in Tampa. Lyon is getting it here. Auslan is getting it here. Krebs is getting an opportunity to play with Thompson and Doan. He got an empty net goal, his first goal of the year. Mm-hmm. But he's doing a lot of little things that have helped maintain the rhythm and the consistency up front. Like, getting an opportunity is huge. You know what, Duffer? And I wasn't going to bring it up, but while you were in Ottawa with some friends and whatnot, me, Razor, and Dan went to a pool hall, underground, like basement pool hall yesterday. I hadn't played pool in a while. I got an opportunity and I cleaned house. I kicked their butts all over the place. So getting an opportunity is huge.
please tell me that this underground pool hall was where you paid them back and had them have dinner.
No, but it was because it was way too cheap. Number one, it was so packed. There was probably like 20 pool tables and about 16 of them were occupied. Wow. It was packed. We're talking about a Monday afternoon at like 1 o'clock. Like,
unemployment is high here in Canada's capital.
And so we go in and Razor and Dan order a couple of Razor gets and Dan get a couple of NA's beers, and I got myself a nice tall Rickards Red. It was fantastic. And we played for like 2 hours, had a few beverages, non-alcoholic for them. I enjoyed myself. And it was $34 US, Canadian, not US, Canadian, at the end of 2 hours of billiards and plenty of liquid to go around, $34 Canadian. So no, I had to end up buying some Italian good food after, yes.
Okay, so Senators tonight, Bruce Garriock of the Ottawa Sun is going to join us a little later in the yes. show to discuss the matchup tonight that, as you said, should feature Alex Lyon in goal for Buffalo. We expect Greenway to come in for Roseanne, and obviously the rest of the forward lines expected to remain intact based on the fact that Buffalo has a league-best six-game winning streak on the go right now. Of
yes.
course, last week was dominated not only by the wins, but by the change at the top as general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen took over. And what we've seen over this first week of him being in this position is change within the hockey department. And it's, you know, it's always expected when you have a move of this magnitude. What do you make of the associate general manager and the assistant general manager that have been brought in by Kekäläinen? Obviously, Mark Bergevin is a name incredibly familiar to all mm-hmm. hockey fans, both as a player and a manager. And Josh Flynn was someone that Jarmo worked with in Columbus.
Yeah, I think to start with Josh Flynn, as soon as this hiring of Jarmo Kekäläinen happened, many people that I was talking to were anticipating Flynn to be able to make the jump and come over to the Sabres side. Numbers, contracts, analytics, scouting. He has had a wide array of expertise in his time in Columbus and knowing Jarmo really well. So you got to surround yourself with some people that you know and are comfortable with. And then you got to surround yourself with people that maybe think they can bring something different to the table. And yep. Mark Bergevin, I think, brings that something different to the table. Bergevin is an outgoing type of colorful, you know, character. With Jarmo is a little bit more, you know, reserved and businesslike. But when you look at Mark Bergevin, the 9 years I think he was GM of the Montreal Canadiens, he has swung some big trades. You know, trading P.K. Subban to Nashville for Shea Weber, trading Max Pacioretty to Vegas and getting Nick Suzuki in return. Like, there was definitely some big swinging that happened in Montreal. Mm-hmm. So, look, you got – Jarmo wasn't going to wait, wasn't going to say, oh, let's play out the year. Like, he wants to put his staff in place and really look forward to where – he wants this team and this organization right. to be, so that's great.
And, of course, Jarmo was with the Senators way back in the late 90s when all of this was, you know, happening for him and his burgeoning career in hockey departments. And as it turned out, I mean, he's had a lot of significant roles over the course of his career.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And he spoke to the media about these moves this morning.
I think he brings a lot of experience, something that I was looking for, somebody that's been in my seat and knows the ins and outs of it and what you're dealing with. So, and I've always had a lot of respect for him as a general manager who was at the other end of it when we were talking about things. And I know he works hard. He's a good player evaluator. I think his track record in Montreal, as far as the trades go, is one among the best in the league. So I think it's a great fit for us.
Do you overlap with him anywhere? Do you have any connections to him? Obviously, you were both general managers at the same time. But have you ever worked with him on any level or anything?
No, I haven't. But obviously, we always talk regularly among the GMs, and I see who are scouting a lot, because I do it quite a bit myself, whether it's the World Junior or Under 18s or in the press boxes around the league. And I know he takes that part very seriously, so I'd say he's a good fit.
So Yarmo, they're talking about the hirings, and I think a lot of people are paying close attention here as to everything that he's doing. Now, I wonder whether people are thinking, as we have our Sabres Live Twitter poll, whether Jarmo Kekalainen has had a role in this hot hand here for Buffalo, winning six in a row. Marty, let's open it up and invite audience participation here at Sabres Live as to, you know, kind of who's been the hot hand during this six-game win streak.
I, like, talking to producer Sam before the show, I said, we got to get something with hottest, because you don't want to, you know, when we talked about Roseanne's hotness on the broadcast the other day, I'm like, we got to revisit that. But who has been the hottest Sabres during the six-game win streak? It's easy. Tage, Josh Norris, Alex Lyon, or Jarmo Kekalainen. Right now, Josh Norris is number one at 44%. Mm-hmm. You got Lyon, you got Tage, and Jarmo. Tage is only scored in almost every game. Last game, he didn't score. So what? But he's number three on the list right now. And then Jarmo is right behind. Obviously, Jarmo came in and the streak was already at three. And it's not like he just comes in and changes things. But Josh Norris is leading the way with the poll, which, by the way, Duffer, leads me to a conversation we also had yesterday. This or that, who has played more games for the Ottawa Senators, Jarmo Kekalainen or Rob Ray?
Jarmo.
It is Jarmo. Yes, you're right. Ooh. But it was not by a lot. I think Razors played 11 or something, and I don't know how many Jarmo played, but Jarmo did play more than Razor, because Razor was like, well, there's another guy that played more games than I did here in Ottawa.
The research needs to dive into the technical aspect here of who was more often a scratch in Ottawa, Kekalainen or Ray, because I think Razor wins that one. So
yeah, 28 games for Jarmo with the Ottawa Senators. So yes, he's got almost more than double the amount of games that Razor played for Ottawa.
So this six-game winning streak has had an awful lot of contributors, and it has allowed us to sometimes lean on the expected, sometimes go off the board in our anytime goal scorers. Mm-hmm. If we're playing golf, I would have honors here. So yes. Would you like me to go first because I'm on such a good run?
I'll get you first pick, wherever you want.
Okay. I don't like, as you know, taking the shorter odds, but I am going with Alex Tuck tonight.
Okay.
Now, part of this is that line is so consistently good. I expect all three of them to be around it a lot. And I think it's Tuck's turn, if you will, to take a little bit of the spotlight. But I'm also very intrigued, not that it matters, by Norris. And I would say, I think McLeod is often the low-hanging fruit for Buffalo against Ottawa. But who are you going with tonight? So, by the way, I was extremely excited when my streak continued on Sunday with the Josh Norris goal to get the game even at one.
Well, so you know what? Good gamblers will say that when you have a winning recipe and you lose a hand, you should probably double up and try to recover that hand, right? Because you have a winning recipe. And I went with Tage Thompson for almost the whole streak, and it stopped last game. But I am not going to follow the good gambler's book of gambling, and I am going to go with Josh Norris. I'm going to go off of you, Duffer, and what you did last game. Josh's first game back in Ottawa, where he hasn't, you know, faced and played here in Ottawa against his former team. And I think, again, that line, I believe, will get their opportunities. And I think Josh Norris is going to find the back of the net for a consecutive game. Although some would say that has been more of a streak because he did score the shootout game winner. But, you know, it doesn't count. It doesn't go on the goal record. So I'm going to say Josh Norris for a second game in a row will score.
Benson, of course, would be an interesting choice, too. When they met earlier this year, Buffalo won 8-4, and Benson had 4 assists in that game. But of late, he's been scoring more with 3 goals in the last 5. So we'll see.
Yeah, Darlene would be a good pick, too.
Who? Sorry, Darlene?
Darlene would be a good pick.
He was kind of like right there, but I really think Tuck is the guy tonight. Did you have time to look around the NHL last night?
Yeah, a little bit.
I really wish.
The Flyers and then Vidar back. The Flyers beat the Vancouver Canucks, and that was not good.
I think you will love my... Is it dazzling? I don't know. It's hilarious. It's not disturbing because he wasn't hurt on the play, but the laugh, the embarrassment from Brendan Smith with Columbus last night. And you and I loved this a couple of years ago when David Riddick ran into the crossbar.
Oh,
this is incredible. Completely on his own, no one around him. And Brendan runs into the goalpost.
He's lucky the goal was dislodged and the referee blew the whistle because he ran right into the corner of the goalpost. And the Kings player that got the puck almost got a great chance. And somehow the referee decided to blow the whistle down because the net was knocked off of its mooring. But, dude, like, the net is 4x6. It's got a big red piece of steel around, and it doesn't move. Like, when you get clotheslined by the net... That's what it felt like. It felt like the net reached Art with his arm and clotheslined them, right? So that was pretty funny.
So long. The look on his face was absolutely incredible. So
yeah, that is good. That was that. And Seattle ended up beating Anaheim. Anaheim's in a little bit of a tailspin right now when you look at their last few games. It's not been good. And just so that people know, I mean, I get it. Sabres have won 6 in a row. But the Atlantic Division, it is about as tight as can be. Detroit's at 45. Buffalo's at 38 with 2 games in hand. They're 7 points back with 2 games in hand. Mm-hmm. First to 7th in the division. That's how tight it is. It's all Toronto's 35 points, and Toronto's in a bad place right now. They fired their assistant coach, Mark Savard, who is in charge of power play. But you have 10 points separating 1st and 8th in the division. And within 2 weeks, it could go first to last to first. It's crazy.
Well, when this win streak began, or perhaps more accurately, on the heels of their last loss, which was in Calgary, the Sabres were 8 points out of a playoff spot.
Yes.
Now, basically 15 days later, they are 3 points out. And as you mentioned, still with games in hand on many of the teams that look, it was a big weekend. They beat the Islanders and the Devils, and we know that those two teams are sitting in wild card spots now. So,
yes.
Pretty
unfortunately, they gave the Islanders a point because they'd be 3 points behind them as well.
Yeah. Real quick, tempers flare within pro sports.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been struck by shrapnel from an angry, agitated player? Because last night, this was tough to watch. Vince Dunn got popped by Ross Johnston in Anaheim, was unsuspecting, and was really, for about a minute, was quite stunned and shaken up.
Yep.
And I don't know whether he was just mad at the officials, mad that he got popped and nobody, you know, came to his defense, whatever. Eventually, when Dunn decided to go off the ice, he lost it, kicked the door, smashed the stick, threw the remnants of the stick in the direction of the trainer and Joey Decord, who somehow did not get hit by the butt end of this thrown stick. And then he proceeded, Dunn did, to throw stuff down the hallway. So, oh my goodness, what a moment there.
Duffer, one of my worst ever. And as a backup goalie, you get that a lot. Sticks, pucks, broken sticks, guys getting hit on the bench. But one of my worst shrapnel moment in my career sitting on a bench was here in Ottawa. I was sitting, minding my own business on the bench. It is early in the second period. A shot came in. Everybody on the bench ducked. I ducked. It went right over my head, hit the glass right beside me, between me and the fans. And it was one of those heavy panels of glass that when it shatters, it breaks in a million pieces, not like a crack. So it went, and then a shower of glass came raining on top of me. I had it everywhere. I was cutting the top of my head. And so what did I do? I went to the locker room, got change, took a shower, washed off all the glass that was in my equipment everywhere. Mm-hmm. By the time I got dressed again, there was 5 minutes left in the third period. Like, why am I even getting dressed? Like, I should have just, but you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the worst shrapnel moment I've ever had to deal with. Full on panel of glass shattered mm-hmm. in a million pieces, showering over the top of my head.
Well, it will be a incredibly memorable, like that moment, Ryan Miller Catwalk for Charity event, which is coming up. And it's, of course, presented by New Era Cap Foundation. It's January 16th in Babeville. Fun, fashion-forward event. Great lineup of appearances from Ryan's 0506 teammates. Live set from the Strictly Hip. Open bar and more. Visit sabres.com/catwalk to purchase your tickets today. We got Bruce Garriott coming up from the Ottawa Sun to set up tonight's Sens Sabres matchup. And, of course, it's the holiday time. Greetings from the GM.
On behalf of the Buffalo Sabres organization, I'd like to wish everybody happy holidays. Huvayola.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.